Talk Show. It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 447.
What's happening, guys? What's going on?
We are currently at AU79.
You could be mistaken for thinking we're in a forest.
Mm.
There is a lot of plantation surrounding us.
A lot of greenery.
This is what Mason has dubbed his favourite burger place. Is that true?
True, yep.
Well, the slight caveat to that is he didn't pay for the meal. It was free, which could have enhanced the flavours of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I also thought it was an unbelievable burger.
Well, and he doesn't really go out much.
No.
But so it's delicious, juicy.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're here for Fat Friday, obviously. I mean, Campbell, who is also here, he pulled us up and said, oh, I thought you weren't doing Fat Friday. Because remember last week, Friday, I ventured into the city and got us bagels and got us all this stuff. And then on the show, you dropped basically that you weren't feeling great. You're feeling a bit frumpy and you didn't want to eat.
I said we'll do Fit Fridays.
Which I think I will.
I say a lot of things. Haven't you learned that? I'm just like sort of, we've actually, there is a
fly?
I wouldn't say fly. No, it's maybe it's some form of...
Mate, we're in the forest. There's an anaconda over there slithering along.
There's a lot of greenery.
Thank you, Lawrence, who's organised this. Lawrence, the manager here. Absolute legend. This is a place where we come frequently. It's one of the best cafes in Melbourne. Mm-hmm.
You go here more. You tend to do a very good job of making friends with people. I can sometimes go months, if not years, at a cafe... and not necessarily know that much.
And so do you just not talk to people? Because I find it...
Yes,
so,
correct.
Yeah, okay. So I guess that's my natural reaction in a social situation is to at least engage and say hello. And then over time you develop friendships. Here's the thing about the positives. Let's explore the positives of that.
And then we'll look at the negatives?
Yeah, and then the negatives of how I approach it.
Yeah.
So... for one, you feel like you're a part of a community and...
oh, gross. Go on.
And you actually can form quite a nice friendship.
Yeah.
Number two, I needed to find a location for a shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Not this one, but for quite a big one we were doing with the Barefoot Investor.
Mm-hmm.
And I was stressed and I was worried and I was in here having a coffee. And I just thought, oh, Lawrence is my friend through the cafe.
Mm-hmm.
He runs the show here.
Yeah.
Maybe I could ask him.
Mm.
Like, dude, is there any chance of using the backspace to do some filming? This very booth where we are right now.
Sure.
He said, yeah, of course, anything. He's got a great English accent. And then he said, when? I said, tomorrow, because I'd left it to the last minute. And he said, that's fine, dude. And so I was like, putting yourself out there, the positive of... interacting,
getting stuff
with humans. No. I understand.
What have you given Lawrence so far?
Great shout out on the Daily Talk Show. Great banter.
while bit of
here.
Cash.
No, but
a bit of cash. That's true. You buy your coffee.
I buy heaps of shit. Yeah. I buy lots.
Eggs on toast.
I mean, we bought Mr. 97's burger.
Yeah.
Plus other food. But the point is, you're developing a friendship, and there are times that you can ask. There's a fine line between just asking.
Mm.
And I'm on to my second ask, and I don't think there's a third. Otherwise, he'll just think I'm a pest.
Within a business partnership, maybe we both don't have to be good at it. Maybe you can be the friend finder.
Yep.
And I'm the other guy.
I mean, by proxy of the show...
Mm-hmm. I'm friends with Lawrence.
I know you are. Through proxy of me, I introduce you to him. This is my business partner. This is Josh.
Yeah.
Lawrence, Josh.
But in some ways, like, we both go to the cafe. We're equal friends.
You can have it. You can have the friendship as well.
Sound like you didn't want to give it to me, though. That's fine.
What else have you... But I think, no, you're right. Having the half... Like, having your side of the coin and my side of the coin is a good equation. What are the benefits of your side of the coin? In respect to this.
Yeah. No drama.
yeah.
Never any drama.
Yep.
I get it. Like, yeah, it's not getting out... It's not having to worry about getting out of your comfort zone, which is not necessarily a good thing. So I understand that.
But, yeah, I guess we don't want to spread it too wide. Mm. Also, by proxy of this show, you'll find friends. So there is mm-hmm. That is
all
your...
All the guests that we have, all the Gronks. Like, that's good.
Campbell, Gronk, yeah, Campbell's exactly. Here right now. He's a listener of the show.
I mean, how many friends can one person have? You know, but in all seriousness, how many do you think we can have?
How many can you store in your top friends on iPhone? You know, like
the favourites.
Which I'll tell you, Josh actually said to me, I need you to put me into your top. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so you're in my top
now. The burgers are here. Here we go.
Oh, my God.
We're going to get Campbell to bring it over.
Oh, it's all right. It's all right.
Oh, she bringing it over?
She's going to bring over two more, so she'll bring it over. What a legend.
Okay, great.
Mate, these are looking as good. Hang on, just quickly. So, favourites, how many can you have? Mm. Currently, I've got Amy, Josh, before my mum, you are Josh.
Oh, great.
And then my brother, Reese Mitchell, mm-hmm. my other brother, Tim Jackett, my dad, Matt Barr.
You've got more than... I mean, there's a bit of joy in cleaning up your favourites.
Well, now you've got...
I've only got Bree, you, Nason, yeah. Blage, Till and Mr. 97.
I mean, you don't even have mum,
yeah.
dad,
no.
none of your brothers.
No. Cut off. Anyway, on the favourites, anyway.
Oh, but, my God. Campbell,
so the
I
burgers
think,
are here.
I think this
Campbell,
is.
Yeah, can you bring over two of the burgers, please?
Oh my God!
Get the
oh
one
God,
with the most God. Cheese for me, please. That's fine. Yeah, which is, yeah,
poor,
no, that's a good one.
Poor Campbell. Yeah, he chose a good one.
Nailed it. Yeah, great. Oh, yeah. Have you, Campbell? Have you ever? Oh, geez, have you ever worked in hospo?
I have. I actually worked at a burger place. It was like my first proper job. And I remember one of the scariest parts was when I actually dropped someone's burger. So right then I was like, just don't drop it again. Like, you've got one time to do it one more time. Just don't do it again. So.
And he no longer works at the burger. He dropped the second one, if you're wondering. No. Okay, these are huge. Mm. That's what I like about them. You know what I like about this also is that it's almost like a home-style burger. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Like
It's got
an old-style, old-school.
The funny thing about home-style, whenever I think home-style, always think shit.
Do you?
Well, I think it's based on what you make at home.
Jansen's cooking?
Yeah, I think that, like, I don't cook that well. I'm going to hold the microphone for you.
Okay.
So one person can start at least eating.
Oh, what I like is these chips taste like Macca's, but with, like, chicken salt. And they also supply... tomato sauce.
So last night, Mr. 97 and I went on a bit of a date together. You've done it the wrong way.
What? Oh no.
What?
You what? The top. You've got it upside down. The bun.
What?
That's the top. That's what you've got at the bottom. Was at the top.
What are you talking about?
You've gone from. You haven't got the top of the bun.
Mate, this is not a Hungry Jack's commercial.
But I've never seen anyone eat the burger like this in my life.
Hang on, what do you mean?
Pick it up properly.
This is how I eat every single burger I ever have eaten.
Why would you put the... In all seriousness, why would you put the bottom at the top?
Okay,
like that?
So the way I've picked it up, if you're listening, you should watch this on YouTube. The top of the bun, so it's just like... comes as it is. I grab it and as
flip.
I turn, the top of the bun becomes underneath. So let me just do one more bite.
Have you ever done that before, 97?
No. So hang on, can you do your bite?
Yeah, Sean. Uh-huh. Here we go. All right.
Wow.
All right. You're pointing two microphones.
Sorry, I thought you were going
to... Okay, here we go. So, I mean, the problem with burgers is once I pick them up, I can't really put them down just based on grip. But here we go.
What do you mean? Okay, so isn't that what I did?
No.
What did I do? I flip it upside down. That is interesting.
Yeah.
You do this.
No, but it doesn't look like that. It doesn't feel like it looks. That's isn't that funny? I reckon that's how I've eaten every single burger in my life.
Wrong.
But anyway. It gets the job done. Let me have another bite. Thanks. If you have ever wondered if Josh and my business arrangement works, look at this.
I'm just holding his mic. So 97 and I went on a date yesterday.
It is upside down. I can't... Now that I know, you know when you don't know, you don't know. But now
it's
I know,
super weird.
And I can't unknow.
Anyway, I went on a date with Mr. 97 last night. We went to the boxing. Mm. Went and saw PJ and Taylor Harris. Did you watch the live stream?
I did. I watched the first round, half the second. Bodie interrupted. Then I watched the
replay.
Last bit of the last round.
Did you did you see 97 and I?
No, I couldn't. I was looking, couldn't see you.
So we were at the front.
Yeah.
So when we arrived, we sort of walked around.
Yeah.
Do you know where you're allowed to stand at a boxing match?
Well, Mr. 97 said...
They're my chips.
Oh, sorry. Mr. 97 said you were standing. And it depends. Like, usually the boxing matches I've been to, these are all amateur. Because at the professional ones, there's no standing near the ring. We were there's standing room at the very back. So I've stood behind a whole row of chairs and then stood there because that's the standing room, general admission.
So the arrangement that they had free beer and a few... I had a Coke No Sugar, a couple of bottles of water. I did ask for an iced latte.
What time was this?
7:30? Was it 7:30?
Yeah.
Yeah, 7:30. I hadn't had a coffee yet.
Okay.
During the day, so I thought it was okay for me to do it. And they had lights on the actual machine, so I thought it might have been in service, but no.
Yep.
Anyway, so I had so that was fine. Amazing event.
Yep.
A lot of lights, and it was all great. 97 and I stood as close as we could to the ring without sort of being on it.
Yeah.
We were practically leaning on it.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Well, fairly close. Anyway, this guy behind us who was on a stool came up to 97.
Mm.
And I'd seen him before and he sort of brushed past me or whatever, this guy. And he sort of had done sort of a funny face. I was like, oh, that guy seems a bit sort of grumpy.
Yeah.
And he said to 97, do you guys plan on staying here? And 97 said, oh, yeah, until we get told off. And then, he laughed.
I panicked. I didn't know what to say.
So I thought it was great because I didn't realize what was happening. And then I realized that the guy behind us was on a stool and we were sort of blocking his view.
So when you say stool, you mean it's a seat, he's using a stool as a seat or he was standing on it?
No, he was... It was no.
A stool was for me is like in the... You know, a stool inside of the... Oh, that's gonna step. So you're saying like a bar stool?
Yeah, bar stool. Okay. And so you know how like there would have been, if you go to a comedy night or something, you might have some, like in the back, some stools with some seats and with the table
to get a few lemon squashes. Yeah,
exactly.
Yep.
And so he said that and then I was like, oh, you know what? I think he was passively trying to tell us to move.
But definitely.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you open with, are you guys planning to be there, stay there all night?
And so what would you do in that scenario?
I mean, I would probably... It's amazing how quickly you can react to someone's passiveness with passive aggression as well. It's amazing. It's like a...
It's a skill.
It's a skill.
It's my superpower.
You're so rattled, and even in the rattledness, you're just like, I don't know, are you?
Well, also...
Mr. 97, that was a fucking quick call.
I know,
told you you've got funnier being around
us. Yeah, it was so good. And part of it, like I was saying to
it's
97...
It's not Andre.
I was saying to 97, I'm like, look, if this is his one night of a year that he's meant to be the VIP, maybe we should move, right? But I didn't like the passive nature. Mm. I just wanted friendly communication. And so we just stood there.
Yep.
And we kept talking. We stood there for 15 minutes. And then...
the fight wasn't on?
No, not yet.
Okay.
And so then 5 minutes before the fight comes on, he stands up and he's grumpy. We haven't moved. We've stayed in the same spot. So he's been thinking about this for 15 minutes. He goes, when the fight's about to start, I'm going to ask you to move.
Yeah.
I said, what do you think I should have said?
This is what you should say and this is what I probably think you did. I would be annoyed because I would play into it. It's like he could have opened... Hey, you guys, I'm sitting back here. I was just wondering. Like, even if you just preface with, hey, you guys, we're sitting back here and we're just wondering, are you guys there for the show? Because our line of sight. You get that.
I feel like I always have a warped perception of what happened and I always filter things as me being a top dog.
Josh roundhoused his legs.
Yeah.
Out
yeah.
There's an altercation, security.
How would you describe, so I don't filter myself,
myself
to sound better than what I am,
because
I am
a
wordsmith, and I am, I like to throw people down.
Yeah.
Well, no, I think you did a good job at handling it. Like, at first, you were getting a little bit grumpy, like it felt like you entered the conversation a little bit grumpy, but then you started to calm down a little bit and...
So I
sort of come from a more empathetic.
And so I said, I was like, Oh, well, you... oh, yeah, okay. You don't have to be angry about it. That's what I said. Yeah, I said that, didn't
you
I?
You said that, yeah.
I mean, all I'm grateful for is that this wasn't a legit boxing match. So when you go to, like, these like kickboxing events, there's a bunch of tough-looking bikey dudes.
Which... radio audiences, not too dissimilar. So there is a bit of crossover.
This event was the radio event, so these people had got free tickets. Yeah. And so you said...
Well, so he was being a bit of a top dog. And so in reflection, I'm thinking in real time, I'm like, maybe he's related to PJ and we love PJ.
Yeah.
And wouldn't it be a shame if JJ Roundhouse kicked PJ's,
PJ's cousin? Yeah.
Is that what you say? Roundhouse kick?
Yeah. Roundhouse, you crescent kick?
Yeah.
That's better than a roundhouse. And crescent kick is cooler.
But I wanted to, so I didn't want to necessarily meet him with aggression.
Yeah, yeah.
So I started off by saying, well, you don't have to be angry. Yeah. And then classic thing, oh, I'm not angry. Yeah, yeah. Oh, it seems like you are, fuckhead, right? Anyway, so that happened. And so then I was like, oh, we don't go to boxing matches much.
Okay.
Like most people in the room, I don't think, like, other than the guy with the bow tie that's the umpiring.
So you said we don't go, inferring that, oh, because you're telling us off, you must know a lot.
You must know. Yeah, so I'm like, where can you, like, what's the deal with standing? Where can you stand? And he said, oh, well, if you have a look what these people did, and he sort of pointed, and there's next to him, there's a bunch of people sort of congregating.
Yeah, yeah.
Just maybe a couple of metres off the... off the ring, which I would say they're passive players, right? They're not into. They're obviously not into the fight as much as 97 and I. We want really good sort of
viewing
angles and all that sort of thing. But we don't care that much. Part of me in that moment was like, you know what? It's part of you that just says, hey, I'm going to go as far back as possible so I can't annoy anyone. I'm just going to sort of stand there.
But hang on, were other people standing there too, or was it?
No,
just
it was
you
literally
you
97
idiots.
And I in front of. This guy.
Oh, I would have crescent kicked you guys out of there.
But it wasn't that clear, was it?
It's not like they had barriers up or say stand a meter away from the.
If you ever to go to a boxing match again, you don't stand next to the ring. That's just a given.
Well, but you sort of had to in this scenario. So anyway, then I said, "Oh, so what's the deal?" He said, and then I said, "Yeah, like, are we allowed to sort of stand?" He goes, "Oh, they just came around before and said..." This is when he calmed down. Do you think he calmed down?
Yeah, he did calm down. Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah,
I just had a kick to there.
Yeah, yeah. And because I looked like a boss.
He'd just woken up, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And and so basically he said that people were told not to lean on the actual ring, which we weren't doing. But we decided, you know what, we're going to walk across.
Mm.
And then we spent the last 5 minutes... making ourselves feel better by just having a bit of internal banter between the two of us. Like, you believe that guy?
Yeah, I was just trying to...
What's his deal? And then, just as the fight started, we get a tap on our shoulder from this little guy that's behind us.
Oh, no.
A couple,
yeah, yeah.
A couple of little people.
There was a little guy. It was this shorter guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he said, "Ah, my girlfriend and I can't see.
Oh,
do you
no.
mind if you move?" And it was like a great, great moment. He had like a really nice little leather jacket on. I said, "Yeah, sure. Like, no worries at all."
Little guy.
And so, like, him and his girlfriend went in front and we just went behind.
Yeah.
And it was such a nice moment.
Yeah. Okay, so you just did the swapsy because you could see straight up.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah
that's
yeah.
nice.
Yeah, and so that felt like a good interaction. So I was like, no, it's not just me. I'm not an asshole. If I'm asked politely or even just a community, it's not even asked nicely. It's just, can you just commute? Rather than this passive, are you guys going to be there?
Yeah.
But I feel like... 97 and I were talking about how much more confidence I have since hanging out with you.
To be honest, I saw the live stream of and the opening package. I don't know if you guys could see it there. There was this amazing montage.
Oh, no.
We heard it.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was visually awesome. Like, I was thinking, God, if I was still working at KISS, I wouldn't have been able to create that. I don't know who did that. They would have got it done somewhere else.
I was going to say, you're part of the digital content team.
Our way in there.
Yeah, you didn't need any video skills.
Anyway. Exactly. Didn't even know how to use
Premiere. Now they had easy rigs.
I taught myself Adobe Photoshop when I was there. I never used it before.
And you killed a laptop.
Mate, good strike rate. So what was I saying? Oh, so this package opener, and I saw the crowd, and I just... my instant reaction was, I hope Josh is okay.
Oh, really?
Because of the social setting, the amount of people. So many people.
Mm.
Like, in a crowded little space, there was alcohol, there's everything you don't really like.
Yeah.
In a social setting.
I don't mind.
No, but in a social setting, I know you like drinking red wine and searching YouTube.
So, Jace is one of our favourite people, and he's always so nice, and he loves beer.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's always like, every conversation, he's always like, man, get into the beers, like, go over and have a beer.
Just have a beer.
And so I don't drink beer, Jace. If you're watching, this is a really easy way for me. I don't drink beer, but I do have a red wine.
Also,
that's a red wine.
Jordan Michaelides, we don't drink either.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So stop asking me to go out for drinks. I'll go for a coffee. No, but like Aperol Spritz. I'll do an Aperol Spritz.
If you're in Italy, we had a nice one on the top of the Standard in New York City.
Yeah.
So when you're in a nice place, have a nice drink. But
which is why I think I went the iced latte. It felt like which I couldn't
get
it.
It was a Thursday night.
Yeah. But no, the whole social interaction was interesting. There was a lot of... I knew that it was pretty bad from a social setting when 97 and I, like, we found something that was like, can't remember what it was, but the default is like, you should Google that. And I'm just, like, on my phone just searching stuff. I was like,
It is a go-to, just an observation of you in conversation.
Mm.
And you and Bree, you pull out your phones and start taking notes and looking at Instagram accounts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a weird crutch, but I kind of appreciate it.
But the other time that I was extra confident was in our Uber.
Oh, yeah?
Can you explain what happened?
This is outrageous. We, you know the little pass through next to our office to get onto Hoddle Street?
Yep. So it's like a cut through so you don't have to get stuck in this annoying traffic down an alleyway.
You can turn left onto Hoddle.
Yeah, go through a car park. It's all good.
And so we needed to turn right at the intersection with Victoria Street.
Yep.
And so he had to get all the way across to the far lane. And it was jam-packed. This was like peak hour. Yeah, absolute peak hour traffic.
And so the Uber driver said, oh, I can't do that. I'm going to have to go left. I'm like, no. We can do it.
And we'll do it together.
So we went over four lanes.
Mate.
And it was so good. 97, we're all waving. We're all like, stop. We got all the way through. I said to the guy, I'm like, 5 stars for that. He goes, I need 6. That's funny. How much I'd rattled him.
That's called peer pressure.
But it felt good. And then...
I mean, it was a little bit of peer pressure.
But what about really this? This is how Tommy Jacket I've gotten. So then he's in the middle of the intersection about to turn. It's one of those ones where he's got a green light and he has to give way with the arrow. So he's parked for ages, like before he's gotten to the intersection.
Mm-hmm.
When he gets into the intersection, I remember I need to charge my phone and I ask in that moment for an iPhone cable. It's just like, how much more arrogant could one person get in an Uber?
And the thing about what people think, and this is just what I think, but when you see someone who's confident, you could easily think that they're...
projecting.
Or they're not being considerate or taking in the moment. So there's a lack of awareness when someone is telling someone, you know, like that situation, right? My thoughts about what I do and like the filming of people and just getting people... It's like you're constantly vibing, right? Mm. You're constantly trying to gauge at a real quick level. And so there are times when I'll pull back because I'm gauging it's not working.
When's it time that you've pulled back?
Not a lot. Because I think also at the start,
pulling
your
back
vibe.
Is a weakness.
Your vibe, the start of it, right?
What could I have done? So say if we were to deconstruct what happened with the guy at the fight, could there have been something that I could have done that would have even made it funnier? Could I have maybe shook his hand? Would that have been a good play? Like, hey,
thanks so much, mate.
Or,
yeah.
I'm so sorry. Shake the hand. Yeah, what could I do?
Oh, maybe you could have jumped straight to that he's fighting. I don't know. You're like, oh, mate, you're in the ring. Maybe.
Yeah, no, but then there's a passive.
Maybe we can sort this out in the ring if you want.
Then it plays into the passive.
Nah, you totally went passive. I don't know. There would have literally been the only other scenario is. Sure thing. So this is the thing.
I definitely didn't do that. It didn't feel like...
No, it wasn't that.
No, but it's like being the bigger person. Being the bigger person.
Is the bigger person different to the top dog?
Well, I think you can hold a bit of power in the fact that if someone is reacting to you and you have this awareness to not engage, not be triggered, and to then go...
Could you laugh at it, though? Is there something of, like, if I said, mate, but do you know Taekwondo? Like, if I just said that...
Yeah, that would be funny.
Because then the guy's like, hang on, is he saying he's going to fight me? Is it? No, I didn't say that.
Two things could happen.
If you hit me, I will call
Two things could happen. You could get your head kicked in.
Yeah, but he would get in a lot of trouble. And to be honest, there's T-shirt. Like, what made me feel confident was there was literally T-shirts that people were wearing that said no cowards, but saying no to cowards punch.
Mate, cowards. So hang on. I'm just watching that power cord. We can't have that power cord.
Sure.
Careful there, Campbell. The whole event was about bullying.
Mm-hmm. Online bullying.
Online. Cyber bullying. Okay. Yeah. In-person bullying. I mean, it was a boxing match, but they were thumping each other. But no, I think it wasn't too bad what you did, but you could have just been like, yeah, sure, mate.
Yeah. And also the other thing too is we've spoken about it before. I've only been in one fight as an adult in my entire life.
And no, wasn't that fight where you got someone else to step in for you? Was so it that's not a fight.
Well, was it a 21st birthday? And a guy said to me...
But hang on, that's not a fight though.
Yeah, it was. I was hit.
Are you okay, you were hit.
Yeah.
There was one side of a fight happening. You got hit and then someone else, you called your mate over.
No, so what happened was I was sitting down. Mm. This guy was being a fuckwit. And then we've got a lot of traffic going.
Oh yeah, it's all happening. It's all happening. We are at an active cafe, by the way.
And a guy was asking me where I was looking at, and in that moment, I said, "You."
Were you looking at him?
Yeah.
With any malice, like was there like any
observing?
Okay.
I was just like, this guy's a bit of a fuckwit.
Okay, so there was thoughts.
Yeah.
Because that projects. Yeah, yeah. That gives the.
And he said,
face.
"Where are you looking?" And he said, "Why?" And I said, "Because you're being a bit of a fuckwit." And so then I wasn't drinking.
Yeah.
And then he started pushing me, and I'm seated. I've got no idea what's going on. It's Friday night. I haven't engaged my core. I'm literally just sort of like on a plastic chair, just getting pushed.
Yeah.
And then I had a friend that is a kickboxer, and so I said, Daniel, and then they sort of
fly kick came out of nowhere.
It just all like it's one of those things where it was like 21. Only 3 years out of school, you still had a group of friends that like a real mix.
So
I had all the kickboxing friend and the it's convenient.
I was thinking about literally 2 days ago about Bodhi and growing up. Like I got in a bunch of fights growing up, and I was thinking about, did I think about the dangers? Did I think about if I punch someone, they could fall and die? Like. No, I didn't. And it wasn't noisy like it is now with people talking about this. Coward's punch it used to be king hit, now it's coward's punch. Like these things help the discussion, things like the online bullying stuff. But I was like, I hope that a piece of the job has been done by the noise that's happening where Bodhi just understands. You know, like he comes into the world where it's, same-sex marriage is a thing where we didn't even hear that conversation when we were young, and then it becomes noisy and then it changes. And so hopefully with the noise of what's happening, it changes culturally. But then the piece of work by me is, hey, I've been through all of that. We didn't think about it in our time. It was the stupidest shit we could have ever done. And if you ever have a moment where that is happening, just think about Dad and fucking the realities. Like I've got a mate who got in a fight at a pub and did a year and a half in jail, 18 months in jail.
It's crazy.
And that was literally, like, no one died, but that was a fight. And look what happens. The consequences are severe, and they're so brutal these days. So
I wasn't going to punch the guy.
No, of course you're a pussy, but
no, but it was.
You don't want to. This is the thing. Don't do it.
But the thing is that I think I literally had watched a jail documentary. And it's that
check
whole
your
thing.
Six, bitch.
No, what does that mean?
I don't know. Remember yesterday?
We went through the...
I know.
Check
mate,
your six. Behind you.
This guy.
Hopeless.
And no, but the they talk about if you act weak, you are a target. And so there was a little bit where it's like, I'm with Mr. 97, the weakest guy in the room. I need to be the top dog. I need to protect us. I need to growl back. If we don't growl back, we're just going to get pushed around. Maybe.
Yeah, you can you can.
I would have liked to see you in the scenario. What do you reckon Tommy would have done?
I don't know. I would have been like, look, I don't think I would have stood
there. You
would have
called him bro.
Engaged it. I'd like, okay. Oh,
yeah, it's all good, bro. Yeah.
All right, bro. All good, bro.
Yeah.
But I think that the thing is that if you hadn't worked out, because the thing is, we stood there not thinking about the guys
dude,
behind
us. You
were
two doofuses that have never been to a boxing match.
We're literally
before.
Trying to work out, can we stand here?
And yeah.
But we were.
And I'm pretty sure he gave you your answer in a passive aggressive way.
But we could have stood there.
Yeah, we could. Yeah, definitely could have stayed there.
Yeah.
Anyway. It's so a lesson for us all.
That's why I don't go out, though. Like, that's really, if you think about it, evenings and stuff, 97 and I walked home. And it took, what, an hour? Did a whole hour walk.
Then Mr. 97 got on a bus.
Yeah. So it was a big... Did you end up going and seeing your brother at the...
Nah, I just took the bus home.
Anyway...
Was your brother doing bouldering?
Or yeah, no? Another hour, though. I had to wait another hour.
Have you ever done bouldering?
Yeah, once.
Why?
Mr. 97, I will give you lifts home because I did pick up the keys yesterday to my new suburban rental.
Now, we talked about the chocolates and the warm welcome.
Oh, well, yesterday, yeah, I said I got a hamper. Mm. The hamper did not smooth over the fact that they didn't put the protective screen, so like the security door of the front of the house. They didn't put the key onto the key ring. Mm. So we couldn't get into... I had to jump the fence. It was...
This happened with me too. What couldn't I get into?
Dude, I gave them the benefit of the doubt. I did.
Mm.
I fucking gave it to them. And the hamper got me halfway to being nice to property managers. But
could you go through the back door or something or no?
Yeah, but here's how they do it. Hand over a whole set of keys and you guys work it out. Mm. And there's a whole bunch of keys that don't work. Anyway, it's another gripe. I don't want to get too negative on it. But
it is a common occurrence.
It's my dad does, who we've had on the show, he property manages...
Does maintenance.
Maintenance, yeah. So he comes in to fix people's problems. Mm-hmm. And he said, this is so common. Mm. We went to an open for inspection and there was 20 people at this property. And the poor bastard property manager, who it wasn't his property that he was opening... Fidgeting, walking around the back, fidgeting. Sorry, guys, I've been given the wrong set of keys.
That literally happened. That happened as well. There was 100 people at the one that I was at where that happened. What about your old apartment?
Yeah.
Is currently having inspections and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. They've booked in a bunch when they haven't told us, and so they rock up. They don't have a key because they open this box.
Mm-hmm.
So we get this message. Were you aware of the inspection? We couldn't get in today. So there would have been people there. Ugh. It's just, I don't know. I wonder how this industry, because it is such a pain point, wonder what will happen with that space.
Whether technology
because
or something.
It's people don't want to do it, obviously.
Yeah. Act like robots and be replaced.
Good point. Good point. I mean, the thing that's come out of this for me today is that I've been eating burgers wrong my whole entire life.
Mm.
This is fucking phenomenal that I... This is weird.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll put it up as a snippet so you can see it as well.
Lawrence, thank you so much for having us at AU79.
Yeah, just from a couple of your mates.
Just, you're good buddies. You're old friends.
I have a feeling that Lawrence doesn't remember my name, and that might be part of the contentious issue.
When we see him after this?
Can we have a way of him remembering my name? How could you remember it? Posh
Josh.
Oh,
this is... Posh Josh. I had to remember.
Posh Josh. Lawrence, my name is Posh Josh. It's a good way of it, like it's a mnemonic.
I know, but you're not posh.
Yeah, no, but it's just a good way of like...
Weird Josh.
Weird Josh. No, it doesn't work. Anyway, hi at thedailytalkshow.com is the email address. Yeah. Also, appreciate when you do an Apple Podcast review.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know, on a scale of ease...
Yeah.
I don't think it's like super easy because some people do the five stars without actually leaving a review.
Mm.
What you should do is go click write a review under the Daily Talk Show, say something nice, and then we read about it on the show, and then everyone says, oh, wow, people like those guys. Maybe I will too.
So that's it. I'm hungry. Yeah. I want to eat this. Right.
Let's eat the burgers. Thank you, AU79. Also very good coffee that they do here as well. A lot of plants.
And their bread. Oh,
you like their bread?
Yeah,
their free
great.
Bread?
I mean, the only time he's had the bread is when it was free.
No, you've brought some into the office.
Yeah, exactly, free.
Yeah, but you paid, BMC.
The guy hasn't spent a cent here, actually.
Yeah. No, I haven't.
Does Lawrence know your name?
Nope.
He shouldn't.
Mate?
He shouldn't. He shouldn't, because you're a little scumbag.
Yeah, no, I agree. Anyway, today's the talk show. Have a great rest of your Friday, and we'll see you tomorrow for Weekend Banter.
See you guys.